Welcome to Mondays with Miles, a very special conversation today. From San Diego, we join you. I'm here with Dr. Miles Brand, President of the NCAA, and Charles Bloom, Associate Commissioner of the SEC, and we're going to talk about CASIDA. Dr. Brand, why are SIDs so integral to college sports?
We have to tell our story better. The fact of the matter is that sports is of great interest to alumni, to fans, certainly the campus and those who participate, but there are a lot of misperceptions about athletics, a lot of misperceptions about how well our student athletes do academically, for example, a lot of misperceptions about the role of athletics on campus, and there's no one better placed or more important to tell that story than the sports information directors on all our campuses, not just in Division I, but across all our campuses in all three divisions.
Now, Charles, CASIDA, the College Sports Information Directors Association, celebrating 50 years. That's a big deal, isn't it?
It is. The industry has grown from its birth 50 years ago, and we're seeing the popularity of the profession. The more people are getting into it, the importance that Dr. Brand has mentioned about getting the message out in intercollegiate athletics, I think, has resonated from when you're an undergrad to working in the athletic department in media relations and getting a career in sports information. So I think it's really, the profession has grown. It's a popular destination amongst college graduates, and I see the profession as well as the organization growing in years to come.
Dr. Brand, we talk about this sometimes. We're not a college sports organization, but a higher education organization. What is the sports information director's role in getting out some of the messages about higher education?
Well, that's exactly right, Josh. The NCAA is an association of higher education leadership. Of course, we focus on sports, but it's all about higher education in that context. And so the messages we're expecting to come out of our athletic departments, often through the means of the SID, is to make sure people understand what role athletics play on our campuses, how they add educational value to those who participate, how they help shape the images of our campuses for not just the local community, but in many cases nationally, what role they play in illuminating the values of higher education. You know, if you look at college sports compared with professional sports, in professional sports, the stars are the players. In college, the stars are the universities. It's those whose students participate in athletics. And so SIDs have to understand a lot about what's happening at the university. They have to have open lines of communication, and they have to work with the rest of the campus in order to get out those campus messages, of course, in the context of intercollegiate athletics.
Now, perhaps I'm wrong, but there seems to have been some sort of a paradigm shift here. CASIDA, Sports Information Directors Association, that's 50 years ago, but now we're seeing more media relations, associate director of communications. This has, you know, gotten to a broader scope, hasn't it?
Yeah, the business has changed. It used to be media guides, releases, statistical information, and it has really grown to where you want to manage the message. You want to promote the message of the institution and of your athletics department. It's getting relationships with all types of media. It's managing the content that you have available. It's the website, the teleconferences, the satellite feeds, your television shows. It's all about what you have to offer as a university from the athletic side that the SID media relations person manages.
Now, Dr. Brand, Mondays with Miles, of course, is a feature of our blog, the AA Zone. This was a shift for the association about a year and a half ago. Do you see more communications initiatives going the way of new media?
Well, the media world is changing dramatically. Of course, network TV continues to dominate and will dominate for the foreseeable future, but not to the same degree that it has in the past. There are new opportunities to communicate, new ways to present the content that's already taken place, our games, not just our championship games, but the regular season games. But also there are different ways to communicate with our various audiences, particularly those who are much more adept at using the new communication techniques and the computer technology. The blog that we run here is just one example. The NCAA may not necessarily be the leader, the groundbreaker in all this, but we'll try and keep up front as much as we can.
Absolutely. Now, Charles, you know, I know you, so I know you're excited about new media and other initiatives of that sort, but Are all sports information directors excited about the new opportunities that are being presented to them?
I think it's a double-edged sword. I think that on the positive side, it's something that gives the university an opportunity to promote itself. On the negative side, you've got to really watch it and patrol it. You don't know who's blogging. You don't know what's being written. You have no control over that. There's tons of fans out there who are passionate about their universities and their sports, and they have the ability to sometimes to sway the message by what is posted on their blogs. We're finding more mainstream media reads blogs, and so a lot of what's some of what is written in the mainstream media has its generation from the blog. So it's a lot more work for the SID in terms of looking at that information and trying to create and craft a message to fight sometimes those negative messages. But it comes with a positive aspect in that you do have that opportunity to mold and craft a message that will benefit the university in return.
CASIDA has always recognized academic excellence in student athletes. We have our academic all-district teams, our academic all-American teams. Dr. Brand, that's one of the most special parts of the organization, if you ask me.
Oh, I agree. I think CASIDA has done an excellent job of emphasizing the success of the student athletes, both on the field of play as well as in the classroom. They deserve a lot of credit for it. You know, sometimes the SIDs are hidden, they're behind the scenes, they're undervalued for the important work that they do. Let's keep in mind that they are the main people who are delivering the messages. They are helping shape the public opinion that brings people into the stadiums. It's hard work. Very skilled work. Sometimes we ought to take a few minutes and bring them forward a little bit and celebrate and reward them for the good work that they've done over the years.
And I know we're doing some of that here at our 50th celebration. Charles, we have Divisions 1, 2, and 3 represented here. We have a burgeoning CASIDA membership. How do you go about programming at a conference like this to make sure that folks really get what they came for?
I think you do the best you can first, because it is such a wide range of issues as we talk about the different divisions. I think you have to have a pulse of the membership, but I also do think that there are issues that pertain to every division. While Division I may get on television more, I think there's issues, promotional issues. There's issues where trying to get on television. Every sport, every school is trying to get on more television. I think that's a demand of the day. So there are issues that are germane to all the groups, and you have to look at it. A member of CASIDA who's here this week has to look at the workshop in a global view and says, hey, I can make this apply to me. Go to the panels and listen with an open mind and come back to their universities and apply it to what they do.
You're the incoming president of the organization, and I know that there's going to be a vote for whether or not there should be an executive director of the group. Can you explain what the benefits of having folks who are on campus or in conference offices against having somebody who's an executive director? What's that debate about?
Well, the executive director position is put on the agenda to have someone who has a 24/7 is able to work 24/7 on behalf of the profession and the organization. I think the organization and profession are intertwined real closely. There's no other professional development organization that deals with college sports information directors like CASIDA. So there is a need for someone who can take the organization and move it forward. Right now, it's such that the organization has grown so much, it's an all-volunteer army. We have a group of officers that work every year to do the workshop, do the panels, do the social program, do the special awards, and for someone to come in and set a path for us, both fiscally as well as in the workshop. I think that would help us as in terms of the board and the officers spend more time to talk about the leadership of the organization. It's all about leadership.
All right, well, Dr. Brand, we're going to give you the last word here. The NCAA relationship with CASIDA, a good one?
It's a good one. As I mentioned and believe strongly, the SIDs across all our campuses and all our divisions are extraordinarily important to the ability for us to not just get out our messages, but in order to provide information necessary for our fan base and for other decision makers in the university. Importantly, CSIDR, I think, has matured over the years. Their job has gotten harder, in part because of the new media about which we spoke, but also because we're expecting more of them. Many of our professional associations do have executive directors. Some don't. They both work well. But I think the key to CSIDR's future is its ability to integrate with and work closely with the campuses, the conferences, and most especially, from my perspective, the NCAA.
All right, Dr. Brand and Charles, thank you for joining me today on this special conversation. Celebrating 50 years with CSIDR. We will see you next week.